Heaven must be missing an angel. Now we're going to make a call live on air. I'm delighted to say I'm joined once again by my friend and colleague Kieran Burke, our gardening expert. And if your gardening is looking dull, check out his website. It's Kieran Burke with a C. Now then, Kieran joins me. Kieran, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Johnny.
That is a fabulous prize that you've
absolutely
got for us, isn't it?
And we're going to really make some gardeners Christmas now, aren't we?
Now, we'll do this live on air, right?
Right.
Okay, just to prove all's above board, what we've done is we put shuffle on here and it stopped at number 83. So, okay, let me go to... hopefully now this person will be in. So it's 087 number. Have you got a 0? Are you a 087? Does your first digit begin with a 3 and a 2 and a 2? And then there's a 4 and there's a because I kind of give out the numbers. Let me see, am I getting a ringtone here? One second now. I'm getting a ringtone. The answer, by the way, was not pumpkin. It was holly. Uh-oh.
You have reached the Vodafone voicemail service of...
Karen.
Hello?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Karen. This is Johnny Houston and this is...
Kieran Burke.
You have won yourself a prize to the value of...
€600.
Okay, you might call us back here on 094-90-25555. It's Karen Beatty. B-E-A-T-T-I-E. We want to know where exactly you are living. We need your full details. So as soon as you pick up this call, Karen, will you call us here at the station 094-90-25555. That's it. That's our winner. Unfortunately, they weren't in when we called, but that's it. That's it. But we've left the message and you've heard us do so. Okay. He's here with us. Well, Santa Claus is here as well, but not forgetting, Kieran Burke is here, our gardening expert, and he joins me on the programme. That prize, by the way, is for a beautiful place called Cashel Hotel, yeah?
Cashel House Hotel in Connemara, and it's a wonderful setting for doing a gardening course. And I suppose if you haven't won the competition and you would still like to join us for one of the courses, you can check out the Cashel House website or details on my website on kieranburke.ie, and those courses run throughout the year over a number of weekends.
Okay, and remember, Kieran is a C, C-I-A-R-A-N, is it?
C-I-A-R-A-N-B-U-R-K-E
.ie. All right, and now then, you've brought in some Christmas plants, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we'll start with holly,
yes.
Since that was the answer to our competition. And, you know, Christmas time, plants always have played an important part in the celebrations. You have the Christmas carols like holly and the ivy, and of course you've got Christmas trees. But I think it's probably ivy which is one of the main things which people associate a plant with Christmas time.
Yeah.
And of course, the evergreen foliage and the red berries, they're very prominent at Christmas time and just throughout the whole winter in our gardens and in the hedgerows. And even going back to Celtic times, people used to hang up holly to scare away the evil spirits.
God.
So it's really kind of an ancient plant. And these days, it's very much, you know, it's a welcoming sight. And if you like, a little bit of old world tradition to hang up some holly. And you'll see holly for sale in many places around. But what I always say to people, don't buy holly which you know has been collected in the wild. Or don't go out and collect it from the wild.
Why is that?
Because we have these... only a certain number of holly, if you like. And if everybody goes out collecting it in the wild and cutting it away, first of all, it's removing food for the birds. But also, those seeds which the bird eat, they need to be basically come out in their droppings and make new holly bushes.
Okay, so we're not getting it from the wild, Kieran. Where do we get it from?
Well, we can grow it in our garden.
Oh,
now, holly is a native plant and it's very hardy and it's very easy to grow. But you do have to be careful when you're getting your plants of holly. You have holly plants which are male and holly plants which are female.
Oh God.
All right.
Now you're complicating
the
whole thing.
Well, it's very simple, Johnny.
Is it really? Give her a holly.
So, if you get you'll need a female holly to have the berries, but you'll also need a male.
Yeah.
So to make sure that she gets the berries.
And right, how do you tell one from the other?
Well, you can have a look at the flowers.
I'm getting deep water here now. How do you tell one from the other?
Well, it's nothing to do with shaking and bells.
No.
But if you go to the garden centre, they'll be able to tell you a male or a female holly.
Okay.
Now, sometimes you can get hollies which are green and yellow in their leaves, what they call variegated, right. And these have different names. But the names can be misleading. Because if I said to you, Holly Golden King, would you say male or female?
Male.
Female.
It's a female. Yeah. King.
And Silver Queen is male.
Oh, God.
So somebody got a bit mixed up, didn't they, with the hollies. So, but if you go to a garden centre, they'll be able to advise you.
So obviously I've got to buy the male and female.
Male and female. Now, there is one variety which has both the male and the female flowers.
A bit of
and, it's what they call a hermaphrodite. And that's normal for plants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that one is a variety called J.C. Van Tol. V-A-N-T-O-L.
It's a Dutch.
Dutch,
yeah.
Indeed, a name from a Dutch nursery.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it will be one which will have berries on its own. Now, there are other Christmas plants which we
There's one I can't pronounce here.
What's that?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Yeah. Poinsettia. Now, poinsettia, believe it or not, is not even its real name. And I have brought one here for you, Johnny.
Lovely.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I love that. In fact, I think we've some of that at home.
Yeah, they're a plant with the green leaves and lovely red leaves on the top.
Mm.
And they're actually a plant which comes from Mexico.
Wow.
Now, not very Christmassy, you might think, with Mexico. But there are old stories associated in Mexico with it. And there is an old legend that a poor Mexican girl wanted to celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Yeah.
And she picked up some weeds from the road and brought them to the church altar, where they turned into this poinsettia. And of course, the red is symbolising the blood of Jesus from the crucifixion. And as far back as the 17th century, it's believed that the Franciscan friars in Mexico included poinsettia in their Christmas display.
Yeah, it's a lovely green and red, the Mayo colours as well.
Green and red, yeah, exactly, for Mayo. But now, it hasn't been such a long plant in Irish homes for Christmas time. And it's probably only in, say, the 1960s and 70s that the plant has become popular in Ireland. And it was in the 1950s in America where American, if like, nurserymen or growers started to propagate this plant and sell it as a Christmas plant. And as part of their marketing campaign, they've paid for it to be displayed on Bob Hope's Christmas specials and things like that in the 50s. So it's quite a modern, if you like, Christmas plant.
But there's not much of an aroma of it, is
No, there's no scent from it. And the other thing with poinsettia is that if you keep them from year to year, they don't look good. They don't get the nice red, because they do need a period of time during the year where they have a certain amount of equal day and night length, so they'll never look the same again.
It's a lovely looking plant.
It is a lovely looking plant. But the other drawback I don't like about it is that it needs a lot of heat, and it doesn't like the cold, and also for the nurseries to grow it, they have to produce a lot of heat, not good for the environment.
Now, I asked you a question a few weeks ago. I said to myself, God, if there was a plant, because we don't have any plants here, you know, and plants are kind of life, aren't they?
Yeah.
We've no plants here at all at the Mosaic Centre, well, in the CRCFM department anyways, and I think it's the same right around the whole centre. And I did say to you, God, if there was ever a plant, you know, that we could get, that we could leave in the studio. And then I hear you say today, this plant needs a lot of heat, and there's a lot of heat here, but the problem is we don't have much light.
Yes.
So what's the story?
And of course, most plants, basically all plants, need a certain amount of sunlight or daylight.
What about the artificial light we've here now?
Not good enough. No.
No.
Although it seems strong for us, it's the quality of the light in terms of the wavelengths are wrong for plants. So light bulbs won't do.
So if I was to leave the plant here now, it would die.
It would die.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, all right. Anyways, can you pronounce that again for me, please?
It's called poinsettia.
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 And where is it? Easy pick up, yeah?
Yeah, you'll find them everywhere.
Oh, it's beautiful. Around,
even in the supermarkets.
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah.
One which is a little bit more unusual, which is actually a bit of an older garden plant, is this plant, a little white flower.
No.
The yellow centre. Isn't
is
that pretty?
Is this Christmas?
This is a plant called Christmas Rose. Okay, now it's again a little bit of a misleading name.
Yeah.
Although they call it Christmas Rose, its botanical name, all right, what the horticulturists would use, is a plant called Helleborus niger, or niger, meaning black. And also, they call it Christmas Rose, but if you have this growing in the garden, where it grows quite fine, it doesn't flower at Christmas. It flowers in February. But in times past, they used to dig up the Christmas rose from the garden in October and bring it into a greenhouse and giving it a little bit of extra heat in the greenhouse will come into flower early for Christmas.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's actually a real old-fashioned plant, which you don't see around so much.
No, I've never seen that before.
And I'm starting to see them again in some of the florists. I saw them in Galway yesterday and some places around. And it would be a nice one which could be home-produced, or you could do it yourself in the garden and bring in the hellebores and have them ready for Christmas.
Okay, is there a picture of this on your website, Karen?
There will be later, yeah.
We'll have, because people would like to see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Mind you, again, no scent.
No scent.
No.
No. But like we do have one. You're obviously...
I like the scent, yeah.
You want the scent. So here we have a great old Christmas classic with a wonderful perfume. Have a sniff of that flower.
What is... Hold on, don't tell me. Oh, it's fantastic. Right. Yeah.
That's what we call hyacinth.
Say that again.
Hyacinth.
Hyacinth, spelled H-Y-A-N-C-I-N-T-H.
Hyacinth. Actually, H-Y-A-C-I-N-T-H.
Okay.
All right, the correct spelling. Yeah. Now, they're bulbs, and you'll buy flower bulbs of those in the autumn, and you can grow them yourself at home. But if you're going to grow a hyacinth for Christmas, they sell a special bulb, which is called a prepared hyacinth.
Yeah.
And you have to look after that starting in September and grow it. So, a bit late for that. So, in the meantime, you can get them growing as plants, as bulbs, and plant them out in the have them in the house at this time of year, and then plant them into the garden later on, and they'll come up next year in the garden.
Yeah, they're beautiful. It's a lovely kind of a what colour would I describe that as?
It's almost a soft lilac, that particular colour.
Yeah.
But
so
you'll get them in white and yellow and pink and blue.
And the stem of it looks like in all different colours. And the stem looks like an onion.
It's similar in that it has a bulb like an onion at the base. And then it has the stem. Now, that's a cut flower one, and you can buy them as cut flowers. But more normally, people would buy them as three bulbs in a pot and then plant the bulbs out into the garden.
Oh, it's a lovely smell.
It is lovely scent.
I mean, even if we're to cut, I suppose there's a... I hope this is not daft. If we were to get some of these here, Karen, and we cut them, we'd say... And I know they won't grow here because we haven't got enough light. But if we left them in water... for a while, would we get a few days out of them?
You'll get the Christmas out of them and you'll fill the room with scent. They're beautiful.
Now, I was seeing that we're talking about scent and me just talking about cut plants. Can I just ask you something else before we go to another Christmas plant here? And that is, I was reading a kind of an article from one of the papers last week, and they were saying that, you know, when people cut their flowers and put them in a vase and in water, oh God, what's that in my hand, all the shiny stuff?
That's just sap.
It's like something you get for Christmas. See, it's gold.
Oh no, you might have just a bit from the wrapping. No, that's it.
I was thinking, honestly, I don't believe it. I was going to ask you, where did you get that plant from? Because we're going to go digging.
I got that from the Castlebar Flower Gallery earlier this morning. So they've had a little bit of wrapping on the paper, which I took off.
I thought I was getting lucky there, you see.
No.
Karen, if you know, people... when I was reading on the article in the paper, it was saying, they suggested that, you know, some people put sugar in the water to feed the cut flowers, the same when they put them in. If somebody brings you a bunch of flowers and you want the flowers to last for a few days, what advice would you get?
Well, when you get a bunch of flowers, one of the best things is take them out of the wrapping and cut the bottoms of the stems nice and fresh.
Right.
Okay. And that's so when you cut a plant, it starts to heal. Like you get a cut yourself, you start to heal. So you give it a fresh cut and then put them into the water. Now, when you buy where you receive some flowers, there'll be a wrapping, and they usually give you a little sachet of plant food to go with that.
They do.
But if they don't, it is a good idea to put the sugar in the water.
Okay.
And I suppose the idea is that plant normally makes its own sugar from the sun. But because we've cut it now, you want to keep it fresh a bit longer, so you give it a little bit of extra food.
Okay.
And it keeps it going a bit longer.
Okay, answer that question. Now, because somebody did state in the article as well, they said that plants love Coca-Cola.
No, that's one I haven't heard.
I'm thinking you're talking about sugar there. And Coca-Cola is full of sugar, isn't it?
Full of sugar, yeah.
So
absolutely.
I suppose it's worth a try anyways.
I think a spoonful of sugar would be fine.
You're not one that promotes Coke.
Well, I don't think we need it for our plants.
Okay, and the final one, Patsy Hopkins would love this one. And Peggy over there in Drummond in Westport, the mistletoe.
Mistletoe. Well,
mistletoe now.
Well, I'm not asking you for a kiss, Johnny, But
that's a mistletoe.
A little piece of mistletoe. And the mistletoe, as you can see, has green leaves and little white berries.
Yeah.
And mistletoe is a really interesting plant for a number of reasons. Mistletoe is what they call a parasitic plant, and it grows on another tree. So you might see a tree which has lost all its leaves and then big clusters of these green things growing up in it, and that's the mistletoe. And you see the white berries, they have the seed, and a bird will eat the seed, and the seed will pass through its digestive system. So in the dropping of the bird, it lands on the branch of the tree, and then the seed will grow, and it grows out then from the tree with these leaves. But it takes food from the host tree. So it's partly parasitic.
That's the first time in all my years I've seen a mistletoe.
Now, do you ever wonder where the name mistletoe comes from?
No.
Okay. Well, it doesn't. Not so romantic as you might think with kissing. It comes from old Germanic languages and from mist meaning dung.
And, oh, yes, dung.
And then the toe part coming from branch. Yeah. So literally, you would be saying, kiss me under the dung branch.
Oh, my God. It's got a whole new meaning now, under the mistletoe.
Indeed.
And what about mistletoe and wine, then, Cliff Richard?
Dung and wine, not such a good combination, perhaps. But but of course, we have this association with kissing under the mistletoe, which goes way back to Norse mythology from the Vikings. And it was a plant of peace and love and great healing properties, too.
Peter Killian just joins us for a second. Peter, in all my years, it's the very first time, and you probably didn't hear what we're speaking about. What would you say that this guy is in his hand? What would you say that is now? Peter hasn't heard our conversation.
It's a plant with berries on it.
It's a plant with berries on it. Hold on a second, a microphone.
Plant with berries on it, I think.
If you were to say what kind of plant, have a go at it. It's not a daffodil.
Well, it's not a daffodil, no.
Just think, if you were to... you know, when people talk about kissing at Christmas,
is it mistletoe?
Mistletoe,
is that mistletoe?
That's Peter, I mean, in all
Kieran,
our years,
I'm not going to kiss you. You're holding the mistletoe.
Peter, in all our years, I've never seen a mistletoe.
I've never seen mistletoe either.
Well, again, where I got the people who gave me the mistletoe this morning was in the Castlebar Flower Gallery.
Oh, very
and,
nice.
And you'd be able to get it there.
So you can go out now and you can go around and just every nice, beautiful little woman that you see here in place, hold it over there.
I am a married man, Peter.
See, they excuse you today. It's great.
God, it's
well, actually, part of the old way of using mistletoe was that the boy would take a berry and hand it to the girl.
Oh, right.
And then
that was his sign of his affections,
and then he would get the kiss for the berry. So there was only three berries on this little piece.
So he got three kisses.
Respected three kisses.
He might be carrying a bag full of that stuff around with him.
Is there much of it around, mistletoe?
You don't see a lot of it around.
No.
If you go to the Botanic Gardens in Dublin, you'll actually see it growing there on the trees. It only grows on certain trees. But if you had an old crab apple tree in the garden, or even an old fruiting tree, you could get the berries from that and try rub them in and into the bark.
Yeah.
And you might get the mistletoe to grow.
Oh, right.
And you'll get your head around
it. Is it not a kind of a plant on its own?
No, it has to grow on another tree. It's partly a parasite.
Oh, right.
So it has to grow on another tree.
Right.
So it would grow on, maybe you could try it on hawthorn as well,
right,
but certainly apples, and then other trees like poplar trees. You'll find it growing those.
Right.
And also another tree called a lime tree, which is a deciduous tree as well.
Yeah.
And it will grow on those trees.
Excellent.
Peter, have a go at this one. I mean, our listeners can't see this. How would you describe that one? I call it the mayo plant.
No, I know that it's a Mexican plant. It's a Mexican flower.
Yeah, Peter.
And I'm just trying to think of the name of it. I just can't know. But I know it's a Mexican flower. And it's very, very popular at Christmas.
That's
at Christmas
right.
time.
Called poinsettia.
Poinsettia, yes. Yeah, that's it. Yes.
And there's one more there. Have a go at that one.
Oh, there are serious of lettuce.
It's not onions.
That's a nice, that's a lovely smell.
A lovely
yes,
scent.
It is, yeah.
And that's
I say it's some kind of.
Johnny, yeah. Karen.
Yeah, you come in, come in, you come in. You know, Jerry put his head in the door because he heard something missing.
Yes, yes.
He was looking for the mistletoe.
I thought it's some kind of I suppose I kind of heard you saying, like. There's the man that knows he's being played. Hydrangea, is that what it's
called? No, it's not. It's
not a hydrangea, you're wrong.
It's a hyacinth.
A hyacinth bouquet.
First cousin.
Exactly. Isn't the smell lovely? Give it to Jerry there.
Jerry, have a smell of it. I thought Jerry knew what his plans. He doesn't.
Well, then you get away with it.
So now we know what hyacinth bucket is called.
That's it.
Now, do you know that strange plant you had in your hand there, Kieran? The other one we didn't talk about yet.
This one here.
No, this small one here. Jerry, what is that, would you say? I mean, you're a man that knows your plants now.
Is that a mistletoe, no?
It is, yeah.
Ah,
that's it. Yeah, well,
I know a mistletoe. Yes. But there's no one here I'm going to kiss.
stop. That's a Kieran, fair play to you. That's great. That's great. I mean, listen to your voice there, and I'm here you're talking about your plants. Have you ever, I know that you do gardening courses, but can I ask you, have you ever thought of recording a video?
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would be nice, you know, up in the garden.
Yeah. One time, actually, I'd say a long time ago, about 10 years ago, I did a little bit on the TV on the garden programme. It was Garden Heaven, I think, many years ago. But it would be fun to do, absolutely, yes.
Okay, maybe when the weather gets better in spring, and maybe, whatever, March or April, we could maybe do that. That would be fantastic.
That would be great
fun. By the way, now, we've looked at all those flowers today, and they're absolutely beautiful. And as you said, the aroma of one of them there is fabulous. I mean, I just wish that we had community TV, and I'm sure that will happen at some stage, please God. Okay, maybe we could have put up the Skype camera as well, but maybe the best thing to do is to go onto your site. And Kieran's site is Kieran Burke. .ie. And as they always say, it's not the K, it's CIARANBURKE .ie. And this, we're hoping that this interview and the flowers, and the plants that our gardening expert Kieran was talking about, and the plants that we were discussing, the mistletoe and all those other ones there as well, and Christmas and the rose and the holly and all those plants, in fact all the information about those plants are on Kieran's website. Isn't that Kieran?
They will be later, yes.
Now this lady that won the prize is Karen Beatty. We are waiting for her to call us back. We'll try and ring her again in a few minutes time, because we will need her full address, and at some price, isn't it?
A fantastic price.
Where else do you give gardening courses, Kieran?
Well, I do a number of different courses, and we do courses as home study courses, so people can study from home, partly correspondence. And then we also do courses in Galway, and in the springtime we start doing courses also in our own garden near Charlestown.
Oh, good. And what about schools?
Schools, it's something we would like to do, and go to some schools.
I think
and
it'd be
teach.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned something here today. I've never seen a mistletoe. Peter Killian is a few years older than I, he's never seen a mistletoe, and I mean that alone is a good reason why you should go to schools.
Yeah,
and maybe if it was just an hour a week, I mean, with all the schools we're having, you'd be employed full time, just to show. I mean, that's fascinating to show. I mean, I know now to look when I see it again, I know it's a mistletoe.
You know, well, you can bring it home
to the wife.
Show to the wife and get three kisses.
I might get four. Do you give some of this to your wife?
Oh, well, plenty of kisses, I pray.
Kieran, thank you very much indeed. And it's delighted to know. And it's great to have you here every Friday. And by the way, there's lots of people out there that would find this interesting. And next week on the programme, we'll just change the topic. But then again, next week we'll be off now.
Yeah, we'll take a break for a couple of weeks and then we'll be back.
Tell me about that place that Karen Beatty won the prize now. What is it like out there in Cashel?
Oh, Cashel House. Yeah. It's a beautiful situation on Connemara, right on the coast, a little quiet bay. And the house is a very old country house.
Yeah.
And it was a place where Charles de Gaulle stayed for a week.
Who
in
was
1969.
He? I've heard his name before.
It was the French president.
All right.
And so it's a wonderful old country house hotel. Fantastic food, all home-cooked food, and wonderful surroundings. And even just to take a walk around the area is beautiful. But around the house, they have wonderful gardens with tree specimens over 100 year old, great displays of bulbs in the springtime, and lots of exotic and unusual plants all around the gardens. So whether or not you're a gardener, it's a wonderful, beautiful place to stay for a few days.
Okay, and are you a regular out there with your courses?
Well, we go four courses during the year.
Yeah.
So the first one, which the competition was for, is at the end of March, and then I think we have one in April, May, and again in September.
Are they well attended, Kieran?
Oh yeah, we'd have a nice group of about 10 or 12 people, and then we'd meet everybody on the first evening, we'd have dinner and drinks together, and then we have the courses through the day, and their meals are provided, so there's a great social buzz going about it too. So some people come on their own and they get to meet other gardeners and learn about gardening and have a great time.
It's coming across to me, Kieran, I don't know you for that long, but it's coming across to me that you love your garden.
I love gardening.
You love it to do with flowers and growing and seeds and everything, aromas and the whole lot, yeah?
Absolutely.
I'd say I can imagine what your own place looks like, yeah?
Well, gardening takes time, and so our own garden is quite a new garden, in that it's only going to be 5 years old.
Have you family?
We don't, no.
No, at the moment.
So we have our garden.
Okay, so what does your wife, is your wife into gardening?
My wife is into gardening as well. My wife is from Finland, Hannah, and she's a writer. Okay. And she's been writing books in Finnish about living in Mayo, among some of the topics. Yeah. And but Hannah is also a keen gardener, and she's a great dry stone wall builder too.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. A dry stone wall without any cement and sand.
Exactly.
Just building like they did years ago.
Yeah, she makes fantastic walls.
Okay. All right then. Well, Karen, thank you so much indeed. Well done to our winner, Karen Beattie. We'll try it again, Karen.
One more time.
Okay, so we'll go for a line here again. And we'll try it. Otherwise, more than likely, she's out shopping, has the phone left behind her, or whatever, or else too shy to pick up the phone and go on air. We'll do it again, and it's 224, and we'll wait for a ringtone now. Then I'll transfer to the desk. So we'll just have to do that again. Okay, so we're going for a line here again. We're trying this. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again, and that's what we're doing for the third time here now. And it's okay. So I'll wait for the ringtone this time, and hopefully I'll be able to get her.
Hello,
Karen.
Yeah.
Hello. You're live on air. I rang you a few moments ago and left a message on your voicemail. Did you get it?
I did.
And how are you feeling now?
I can't believe it. I thought it was somebody ringing me, messing.
No, in fact.
Oh, my God.
You're live on air at the moment, so be careful. And you're okay. It's Johnny Houston here at CRCFM, and I got our gardening expert, Karen Burke. And Karen, we're just talking about your prize. It is a wonderful, wonderful prize, Karen. And it's for you and whoever you want to bring along with you. Karen, just go through the prize there with her again. Please.
Hi, Karen. Well done. Congratulations. And so your prize will involve, you can come down and join us in Cashel House on the Saturday evening. And what we do is we meet everybody who's on the course, and we'll have a glass of wine, and then we'll have a meal together. And then the next couple of days we'll do the course on the Saturday, on the Sunday and the Monday, and all your meals are included. And Cashel House is a wonderful venue for doing a course with beautiful gardens.
Have you got somebody to bring with you, Karen?
I do.
Do you like gardening?
Yes, actually I do.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what Karen brought in today, Karen? It was the first time I ever saw it, and I never kissed under it. Mistletoe. Do you know what mistletoe looks like?
Kind of, yeah.
Anybody I talk to, they say kind of. Kind of could be a no. Karen Beattie, is it?
Beattie, yes.
And where are you residing, Karen?
I'm out in Kilmavie.
Kilmavie?
Middle of nowhere.
Kilmavie, where's that Kilmavie near?
Well, Kilmavie.
It's near Charlestown.
Charlestown. My home address actually is Kilmavie. As well, so not too far away.
Yeah, you Kilmavie as well, yeah?
Well, I'm actually near Charlestown, but the postman thinks it's Kilmavie.
Okay, Karen, thank you. Listen, enjoy that. I'm sure Karen will be in contact with you.
We'll get her details later.
And he'll get full details off you, right? Anybody you want to say hello to?
Mags Lacey in Castlebar. Audrey McNicholas, she's in Castlebar. I suppose all the gang in CNC Cellular as well in Castlebar.
Okay, Santa coming.
So anyone else that knows me, really.
Is Santa coming?
Oh, God, yeah. I've been a good girl.
Did you clean the chimney?
We don't have a chimney in our little house.
And how is he going to get in?
A little wood. Huh?
How is he going to get in?
Yeah, that's true.
Santa always finds a way.
He always finds a way.
Yeah.
Leave the window open.
Exactly.
Karen, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye. That's it. That's our winner. That's our winner. And we got her.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much indeed, Karen.
Thank
for joining us. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks' time.
The Johnny Houston Radio Show with Sean Hopkins Butchers, Castlebar. Quality meats, quality prices.